Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. We're back with our Best Of series, and this time we are talking events. Events and trade shows are a big part of our business, and it's super simple to use mobile to really make your event stand out from the crowd. Whether you're looking for ways to increase your sponsor spending or just trying to figure out how to make your show run more smoothly, we've got you covered. We've pulled excerpts from two episodes, and I'll introduce the clips to you to give you some context. All of our episodes are in the archives, so if you like the excerpt, please go back and listen to the entire episode. There's so much more to them than just these clips. We try to pack each one with as much valuable information and real-world examples as possible. Our first excerpt for this Best Of episode is from number 32, Trade Show and Event Sponsorships, Why Someone Should Choose Your Event. This episode originally aired in January of 2017. In the clip, we discuss how our customers who use mobile have been able to demonstrate to their vendors and sponsors that the mobile component really is worth spending more money and increasing their level of participation. So, what are things that you can do as the show host or producer that demonstrates to your sponsors that they can have more opportunities to make contact while having more ways to determine where that contact originated from and what sort of success did they have by being an exhibitor or being a sponsor at your particular event?
Right. I mean, obviously the easiest way, at least in our opinion, is to offer mobile updates for tracking options for sponsors. Whether you include it in the base price of the sponsor package or if you push it as an upsell, it doesn't really matter as far as the math is concerned. It's up to you to know your exhibitors and sponsors well enough to determine what is going to make sense from a selling standpoint to close them on buying into the platform.
So let's look at how mobile updates work when they're combined with trade shows. This part is really, it's pretty easy. When you first set up your show in our system, if you are using us, it doesn't matter. If you're using anybody else's system, look at it the same way. What we're going to tell you is how to do this successfully, not just how to do this with us. So you can go and you can use this method with anybody. And the first thing that you need to do is group your attendees by type. So you've got regular attendees, you've got VIPs, you've got speakers, volunteers, sponsors, exhibitors. You want to set up your messaging so that when you are sending those initial confirmation emails, when you have somebody who's on your speaker list or somebody who's just purchased a ticket or a VIP that you've just comped a ticket to, when you're sending out your confirmation email, you want to make sure that you put the correct link, the one that corresponds to the type of messaging that you should do with this person, right there at the beginning. Now, if you're using a mobile wallet update, this is super simple. You know, the groups are made, you have a link that your sponsors would go and click, you have a link that VIPs would click, you have a link that regular attendees would click, and when they click that link, keeping in mind that these people, this is your best chance to get them to put the pass in their phone, get it organized right from the get-go. They're never going to follow directions more clearly and more immediately than they do in that confirmation email. So it's kind of your time of least resistance.
Right. I mean, as I mentioned before, the mobile wallet pass is your basic ticket pass. We turn it into a ticket pass for you and give you the opportunity to engage and communicate with each group that you have created. Or if you want, you can send a blanket message to everyone as a single group. And when you want to send a reminder about your event, fill out the reminder form, and voila, the message goes out to the smartphone lock screens.
So one of the things that we do want to talk about here is the ticket doesn't necessarily replace your hang tags.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of companies that produce events that sell sponsorship of badges and sponsorship of lanyards as specific parts of packages. We're not telling you to stop doing that. And one of the things that having an actual pinned on badge or a hanging badge that does is that allows people to see generally the name of the person that they're speaking with when they're standing right in front of them. And obviously you can't do that with a mobile ticket alone. So like I say, we're not telling you to stop with lanyards or to stop with badges. What we're telling you is to run this as a parallel communication system that works in tandem and actually goes out and does your engagement and stuff like that for you. So this can start well in advance of your actual event. It can continue way past your event. It should. You should be using this year's attendees as your sort of first seeding ground to sell next year's tickets. But we'll get to that shortly. With your updates, you can feature different sponsors. You can keep everyone up to date on what's happening. You know, you've added a keynote speaker, you've had a slight change in venue, you've added a party, whatever it may be, you know, you can rotate through your links on the back or change up links on the back. You can send out featured sponsor updates. There's a million things that you can very easily do. The other thing that you could do is keep your links the same and manage the updates on your web page, on the destination page that the links are sending them to. Sometimes that's easier for people. You know, we have people that do it both ways.
Right. And this is what you do prior to the show, as Kim was saying. And during the show, again, you'll be using these passes, again, if there's any changes to the venue, speaker, you know, the keynote speaker is in room A and has been moved to room B, you can engage your attendees and let them know that it's been changed without running around like a with your head cut off during the show. It's very, very useful that way. And you'll use mobile updates to keep everyone in the loop, really. Attendees will get reminders of what's next on the agenda. Sponsors, exhibitors, and volunteers will know what's happening when something changes, along with the attendees. And you will make sure that everyone knows who's providing the money to make the show happen.
That's one of those value add things. You literally cannot say your sponsors' names enough times, whether you're speaking it, whether it's on your webpage, whether it's in your mobile updates, whether it's in your email updates. You literally cannot say your sponsors' names enough times. That's the lifeblood of where you get the sponsor money. And if you're demonstrating a clear ROI, that's a really good thing. These are sort of the ideas that we're going to talk about as we go forward. You know, these are good ROI ideas. These are good tracking ideas. So after your show is wrapped up, you're going to now be able to send out lock screen notifications that have links to thank you messages. Again, you can set those up by category, send the speakers one thank you message, send the exhibitors another thank you message, send the regular attendees a thank you, and maybe you want to send them a survey request because the link is, you know, it's going to be super easy. It's just you put a link on the back to your survey form and everybody can get there with a single tap. If you have sponsors with specific links they're using for your show, you know, the ones that everybody forgets how to type in, you can include those in your attendee messaging, and now you've turned what is a very unreliable method of tracking for sponsors into a one-click tracking for inbound traffic, and nobody has to remember a URL or a discount code. You've made it super easy to show your sponsors more value.
That's right, and these are the kinds of ideas that provide proof of your added value to sponsors and exhibitors and help them to better determine whether or not they're wise to up their ante of your next trade show or conference. Providing them with the means to easily monitor their success at the show or conference is not something that they're seeing every day. So again, this is great ROI. Yeah.
It is, and it doesn't matter, again, whether you use our platform or somebody else's. These are the things that you should be looking for when you're determining what mobile messaging platform you're going to use in conjunction with your show. Now, we have the option as well for iBeacons or geofencing, which will help you guide your traffic flow during the show. It'll help you give location and proximity specific messages to attendees. Our second segment in this best of episode is from show number 46, Using iBeacons at a 420 event, What Really Worked. This one aired first in August of 2017. Hazel attended an event in Vancouver, an outdoor event no less, and we walked through the mechanics of setup while detailing the most effective ideas as they were put into practice. So now that that's all out of the way, let's move on and let's talk about what actually happened. Hazel is our resident Canadian in charge of all things Canadian that we do, and she was on site for this event in Vancouver. It was back in April of this year, and it was a 420 event.
Right, so April 20th, just to be exact. And in the spring, I ventured out to Sunset Beach.
April 20th, to be exact.
Yeah. On April 20th, and I took part in the 420 celebrations. We had a few dispensaries that had booths set up there, and they wanted to distinguish themselves from their other dispensaries and their competitioning by taking advantage of their mobile presence. So this type of digital signage was right to their mobile phone was a way to inform and engage prior to the 420 event. So this is how they did it. It started right on the dispensary floor. Right on your point of sale, where the employee is doing the transaction with you, you remind the patients that there is a mobile wallet pass, or in this case, a dispensary pass, that you can add directly into your phone. And the ways that they did this, some did it differently. Some did it as a QR code right on the POS system. Some did it, they asked for the email, and then they sent out a link right away that you would receive to add the pass into your phone.
Or you can use a short URL and, you know, do it that way. So a lot of people are more comfortable, I find, typing in a short URL in a web browser than they are actually figuring out how to scan a QR code. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to give you an email address, or they don't want to give you a phone number, so you can do an SMS blast.
So there are different methods to get the pass
onto the phone.
Right. And now next time they went to the dispensary, they're already used to seeing a pop-up right on their phone on the lock screen telling them about their daily specials at the dispensary. So these patients, these members of these compassionate care clubs, were already used to receiving these messages on their mobile device. So now these dispensaries wanted to use it. And the marketing wanted to jive with dispensary. So they took the time out to think about how they wanted to set up these beacons at events.
So how is this mobile strategy different from their in-store presence?
Well, like I was saying, patients already know to look at their phone when visiting the dispensary, and they just had to change the message out to be relevant to the circumstance, and in this case, it was at Sunset Beach. So already they have the mobile presence prior to the event, and they created a message on the day of it offering specials, informing them of weather changes.
Didn't you guys have pretty crappy weather for that?
Yeah, we have pretty crappy weather. I was out in the rain. And we had one dispensary let them know, actually one of them, the manager of the dispensary, his favorite band was playing out on the main stage.
Cool.
So he wanted to let, it was his buddy of his, so he wanted to let them, let his clientele know when they were playing. So he was like informing them of when the band was going on, like 10 minutes before Misty Drive performs. It was really exciting. He was really happy to do that for his buddy. So he felt that he was contributing to, you know,
his buddy's success as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's a perfect way, you know, kind of it goes to show you that the messaging and the materials and the links on the back of the mobile wallet passes, which are cannabiswallet.net for cannabis-specific businesses. You know, there's a variety of messages and combinations of messaging that you can create to send out to your target audience. So somebody who perhaps wouldn't respond to a message that says, hey, come by our booth and get a freebie, might instead be like, oh, cool. I love, what'd you say the name of the band was?
Misty Drive.
Yeah, I love Misty Drive. Oh my God, these guys are letting me know that Misty Drive is paying. And now all of a sudden, that particular dispensary that sent out the message is in the guy's mind. He loves Misty Drive. He's wandering around after they played and he sees their booth and boom, you know, it's like a no-brainer. Now you got another sale going on. And with that, we're going to wrap up this Best of Events episode. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and you can find all the individual episodes in the archives in chronological order, or they're also searchable by topic. If you like the podcast, please take a minute to rate it on whatever app you use to listen. iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or any others. If you'd like to speak to us directly, or perhaps be interviewed in an upcoming episode, info@dominoresearch.com is the primary email for contacting us. Thanks, and have a great week.